Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Joren Molter, who is presenting his film Greetings from Kropstam here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
And, of course, the film is presented in the Future Frame Strand as well. So, let's start off very simply. Could you tell us a little bit about the film, introduce it a little bit, just about the story, or however you'd like to introduce it?
Well, the film is about a farmer. It's called Lammert. Lammert is living in a peaceful Kropstam. It's a village in the province of Groningen. But there's an energy company, it's called Green Now, and they wanted to build windmills in Kropstam. And everybody is against building windmills, because the cows can't sleep about it. Your houses are way lower in the price, so everybody don't want to have a windmill. And by a presentation of Green Now, it's coming all clear that Kropstam don't want to have windmills in their village. But Lammert eats there from the cake.
He
cut a piece of the windmill cake and he's eating that. While the other villagers don't eat the cake, because when you're eating the cake, then you're dealing with the enemy, actually.
It's a statement.
But actually, Lammert is just eating the cake because he's hungry.
He loves cake.
So from that point, people are thinking that he might want to build a windmill, and then there are strange things happening in the city of Kropstam. So that's where the film is about.
Let's start from the beginning. Obviously, this film, like you mentioned, is set in a small village. How familiar are you with small villages?
Very familiar, yeah. I grew up in a village what's a little bit like Kropstam. And I was busy with theater and film at the age of 13. But actually, people didn't accept that kinds of things in the village, because when you're playing theater as a guy, then you might be gay. Because I wasn't play soccer, I didn't collect flip-outs, I didn't listen to hardcore music, so people really thought that I was gay. And I've had a very oppressive feeling about it, about living in a village, and I want to do something with that. So I've made a film about an oppressive feeling in a village. But the film is actually about the human mechanism. Our whole group is turning against one individual. And what I think it's very fascinating about that mechanism is that people in a group are crossing their limits far more than they will do as an individual.
Like zombies.
Well, like people.
Like people, unfortunately, yeah. Like
yeah, people. Yeah. And you see that in every layer in our society. You see it how the populism is growing right now. And you also see in the Netherlands how some people are reacting about refugees. We all know what's happening in the Second World War. It's all about that human mechanism. For instance, there was it was also in the news in the Netherlands that there will be a pedophile in somewhere in a city in the Netherlands. And I can imagine that you don't like the idea that there will live a pedophile in your city. But a pedophile is also a person. And people went totally crazy. They went down to the street and they were yelling and they were saying that when the pedophile will come to the city, they will cut his penis and build a mall on it. They will kill him. The first part I thought that it was a little bit laughable, because it's so stupid that people react like this. But it frightens me also very much.
Well, yeah, it frightens you. It frightens me, because I guess it's scary how, like, we can just assume that we have the right to cut someone's penis off and build a mall on it. But quite seriously, it's not
joking. So that's also the funny part.
And this is kind of the lingo that, you know, it's not unusual, because even when you think about the migration crisis, there's people that have absolutely violent behaviors towards it, when really what should be done is just talking about it and figuring it out.
Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah.
And so in your film, also, let's get back to the film, I very much admired the style. Would you be able to tell us, our listeners, a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. I've worked with only local actors, so there isn't any professional actor in the film. I thought I'm going to make a film about a village, so I want to use villagers in the film, because I wasn't looking for a kind of authenticity by the people there. And I also tell the story of Kropsdam from an objective view in total shots. You call it plan séquence. And the reason why I did that is because I didn't want to focus, that people wanted to focus about Lammert, but I wanted to focus on how this mechanism is working, how people
kind of like Roy Anderson, a filmmaker like Roy Anderson would, maybe.
Yeah, but it's also very different. I think, well, of course, there are some jokes in Kropsdam, and when you're doing something in total shots, and it's also a little bit funny, people are thinking very quick to Roy Anderson. But actually, it wasn't that an inspiration for my film. Yeah. The reason why I did that was it's also, I don't know if it's an English word, but did you know disaster tourism? That people are going to a disaster and they are just looking there and they don't helping. And actually, I think I saw the watcher as a sort of people in the village.
Right.
You're just standing in the village and you're just watching how Lammert is getting bullied, but you don't help him. And that's also why I choose this ending. What I don't going to say, that's because a, yeah, people need to see it.
It's a confrontation, though. It's a confrontation.
Yeah. Because I think, if you look to the film, you are thinking, oh, the people in the village, they are bastards. They're real mean people. But I think if we were in Kropsdam, we would do the same, because it's way easier to survive and to be part of.
Exactly, it's easier to survive, and to survive you have to adapt to the laws of the wolf pack.
Yeah.
Just to mention a little bit about what I read in the film. Obviously, there's lots that we could say about your movie, but I'm running out of time here and I'm on a tight schedule. But before we go, I'm very curious to know how it's going so far in Carlo Vivari, and what your experiences at Future Frame have been like.
Well, tonight is the first screening, so I don't know how people will react on the film.
Yeah.
Well, we had some festivals right now, so I'm very happy with that. I'm honored to be in Carlo Vivari and at Future Frames, because I didn't know that it was this big.
Yeah.
But we are meeting a lot of people from the industry, and yesterday was a cocktail party for the Future Frames. So it's a honor, and I hope that it's going to be easier to finance other films. And we just financed our new film, so.
Oh, yeah? Feature?
Yeah. No, not yet. Yeah, first a new short, and then. But we are also busy with the feature, but it takes a long time to finance.
Of course. Well, no, that's great. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it? Can you? Are you
allowed? Well, yeah, I can. It's about a female pedophile.
Uh-huh.
So,
haven't seen many of those.
There is no, not one film made about a female pedophile,
and it I goes. Don't think so, no, I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
And a lot of people don't think that female pedophilia is existing, but it exists, and it's way more complicated than people think. But it's not a practical pedophile. So it's not about a woman who is having sex with children, but it goes about falling in love with children and how you deal with it. And so I hope we hope to shoot it in 8 weeks or something like that.
8 weeks, and when can we expect to see it? Next year?
Yeah, next year.
Next year, okay, yeah, so yeah. We'll keep an eye out for it. But in the meantime, I'd like to thank you very much for talking with us, and I wish you all the best with the screening tonight and any other screening that you may have of your movie. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.